Kush roll, my Kush roll.
Like, I was like, oh, okay, get hydrated, because it's like I get so dehydrated so quickly now, and that's when you get super fucked up. So I'm like, no, I'm not about these. Like, yo, you got some smart waters? Can I get a glass of water? I'm the girl at the bar asking for glasses of water. Can I get 6 glasses of water on the rock?
just bring them my way. Just a little lime and a small straw, and just, damn it, man. Damn it, man. So does that fuck up your rhythm? At all? Like, and how you get down?
No, I feel like I'm actually more responsible now, because it's not as toss-up. Now I know, like, if I stay hydrated, it's fine. If I was doing this through my 20s, like, things would have been a lot better. I would have had a lot less stories to tell. But, I mean, at least I know, you know, so I'm not just continuously getting, like, they're finding me in an alley every...
With a peacoat? And speaking of great stories, welcome everyone. Welcome to Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season 3.
He's coming for his royalty.
He needs all of it. That lineup was just not what it needed to be. But thank you for tuning in for Season 3. How are you doing? My name is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Gold Tooth Patron.
And as always, this is your girl, Bangham Smurfette.
Before we get to the episode, hit them with the shameless plugs.
All right. If you like this episode and you want to listen to past or future episodes, you can find us on a variety of different platforms, being iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic.
Yep.
It's a pop quiz today. If you want a one-stop shop for all of those platforms, you can head on over to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's
S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X.com.
It's so good. It's so good. It hurts.
And we told you guys that in Season 3, we are not taking requests, and we are not making a request.
Demands.
Yo, you better drop us a motherfucking line in our email. This is not a negotiation. This is straight up. If you don't, we're coming. We see the stats. It gives us your name and your address.
And we're at your motherfucking
door. Because we know you're listening.
He said up against the wall. Motherfuckers,
we're coming to take what's ours.
Shout out to Dead Press. He was dead ass serious.
So, send us a motherfucking email with a comment, question, episode idea at our email address, which is speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox, normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com.
And again, it's not that we're not getting suggestions. A lot of these episodes are influenced by suggestions. It's just more of they're not coming through our emails or the proper channels.
No,
people are rolling up on us in our personal lives, which is cool. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. But just drop a line.
Yeah, just share, drop a line.
Rate,
and for the incentive, I don't know. Who do you want to say? The first how many?
The first three get wristbands and t-shirts, I think that's
wristbands
what
it's saying. And t-shirts, yes. Yeah, so we'll hook you up with merch. We'll hook you up with a Speaker Box Seattle wristband, and I got a plug at a dope t-shirt shop, so we can get some t-shirts going as well.
I don't know why when you said plug, the first thing that came to my head was Young Move That Dope.
I was listening
young,
to that way.
Move that dope, move that dope, and move that dope. Woo! Young move that dope. He said Dirty Sprite too. I'm going to slap the shit out of Future. He said 9 baby mamas. God damn it, man. But anyway, what is our episode about today?
Okay, so we were feeling like we needed to take another trip down memory lane.
We did.
Yeah, lighten it up a little bit. We've been hitting y'all with some relationship facts.
Yeah, we've been dropping knowledge. On this month. Yeah, I think we've really improved a lot of people's lives with the knowledge we've been dropping on motherfuckers.
Because we give legit advice.
Right.
Like, these are some motherfuckers that been through some shit.
Right, and we're giving you the fucking blueprint, so recognize, bitches. But all right, but go ahead.
But so today, we're taking it back. We're talking about our favorite cartoons from the greatest decade, being the 1990s.
And
I know some of our listeners were born in the 90s, which is a little weird, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always cool to, you can catch these on reruns or go on YouTube and just check it out if you're not familiar with some of these things. But for our 80s babies, I guess. 70s babies, if y'all are listening. Because we see the stats. Y'all
yeah,
are listening.
Yeah, y'all are listening. And this one's for you.
This one's for you, yeah.
And again, it's more of, I know that a lot of our episodes are fuck shit driven. So, to that point, a lot of these cartoons today, man, I can't get behind them. Like, yeah. I'm like no, don't get me wrong. There are some that are super dope, and I'm like, all right, I can get behind it. But a lot of them, I'm like, y'all, they ain't talking about shit. It's just random clips. Like, there's right. no storytelling. There isn't shit going on.
And, like, beyond, like, little kids' cartoons, like, legit, like, for little kids, mm-hmm. I couldn't really tell you, like, are Saturday morning cartoons even a thing anymore?
I don't think Because
I know there's the cartoon channels, but they just playing old shit, really. Like,
and nostalgia's a hell of a drug, because they're bringing back 90s Nick and Snick and all that shit. And they brought back all those cartoons, or they're rebooting them.
Yeah.
And I was like, so that should tell you something about the cartoons that these motherfuckers
today,
are making. It's just not what
I remember, I will tell you, like, right after I was kind of like, I've always loved cartoons. Mm-hmm. We both have. Yeah. We still watch them to this day. But after kind of like my generation of like kid cartoon watching, there was a whole bunch of fucked up shows. Like, what was that one? Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century. I still remember the theme song. It was like, Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century. Sherlock Holmes.
Why is that? I don't think she's making this up. I think that's exactly what it was.
No, it was that. And it was about Sherlock Holmes, like, got frozen in, like, an ice cube.
And he got brought,
and he brought back to the 22nd century. And then Watson was a robot. It was very weird. And Sherlock was, like, the most pompous asshole. Like, it was like everybody was unlikable. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
But here's the thing, though. I don't think, like, kids these days are watching cartoons that are made for their age range. I think you have more like 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and 12-year-olds and whatnot. They're watching, like, Games of Thrones and all these HBO explicit content shows.
Yeah.
And so nobody's watching these. And
that's
so
true. That's a good-ass point.
But at the same time, if I was 12 or 13, I'm looking at this fuck shit. I'm like, I'm not watching that.
No.
Like, I'm not. This does nothing for me.
No, I'm not interested in Sherlock Holmes.
And one thing that I really appreciated about the 90s was that they spoke to the time and the age range that they were trying to appropriate. Like, I'll get into it. Because my list has a lot to do with that. But,
okay.
Yeah, nostalgia's a hell of a drug. I'm really excited about this episode.
Me too. All
right, so we'll let
you. Oh, and just another. So we know that we did a similar episode, which you guys can check out if you go to iTunes.
If you go to iTunes.
If you go down to Appletown.
Go down to the Apple Market. What you gonna find is
iTunes, Podomatic, or Stitcher. You can find an episode that we did that we talked about the best
and worst super. No, it's the worst.
No, the best and worst, I think. Didn't we? Yeah, the best and the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we touched on a lot of 90s cartoons, so we did make an effort to choose other cartoons that we haven't talked about and referenced so heavily, so there should be some new shit.
And check that episode out. That was actually one of our more
popular.
That
was the popular episode.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
So check that out. But, all right, so so go ahead and start it off. We're going to let you start it off.
Wait, no. Because you know what, me and my list. You got to start
it
off.
Okay, so unlike the superhero episode where we actually ranked them, we're not going to rank these ones because a lot of these are close to my heart and I don't want to pin them against each other. So
yeah,
we're just going to throw them out there. All right, so we're going to start off with number 5. We talked about this a little bit before, but number 5 for me, motherfucking Tailspin. Tailspin was my shit. It was my shit. It was my shit.
What? Do you remember the theme song? I can't remember the theme song.
Oh, we at Tailspin. Oh, we Tailspin. We got it. What another Tailspin. Spin it.
I vaguely remember.
It was dope. That's another thing about 90s cartoons. They had the dopest
intro
theme songs ever. But no, that was my shit. And it was all because, like, you had eccentric characters, but they were cool at the same time. You had the mechanic who was crazy, but he always got shit right. He got like duct tapes and jelly beans, and all of a sudden your plane was flying. He was like fixing the plane as it was flying and being shot at. And like, you were like, hey, I need a rider.
Like, true. I'm just like thinking back at it. There was a lot of fucking danger.
Yes.
In Tailspin. Like, it was real lives, and there was a real car.
And there was a real child on the plane getting shot at. And he had like the little surfer thing, and he was like hanging out the side, and he was like flying in the sky where people were shooting at him. And I'm like, And Baloo was like, hey, I'm going to need you to get out there and throw these packages at these dudes that are shooting at us. I was like, this dude's like 9 years old.
Oh my
old.
Gosh, that was Hillsman. Why am I thinking about the one with the chipmunks?
Rescue Rangers?
Yes! Oh, okay. I'm thinking about because I was like, that was the fucking names. No. Okay. Tailspin, yes.
Yeah, and so you had that. And it was just a dope show. It had adventure, it had comedy, it had cartoon, and it was based off the Jungle Book because Baloo came from the Jungle Book. And it was just nice how it was all put together. And I loved that show. I found a torrent where I downloaded every episode and I was like, It's still my shit.
There was real fucking, they were always getting shot at. Who were they getting shot at by?
They had sky pilots. Everything was a little bit racially driven. I'm not gonna lie. Like everything was just a little bit post World War II.
And I think that's something that's so true to 90s cartoons is that there was like real danger.
Yeah.
There was always like a real fucking cost. Like it wasn't like, oh, you know, but we'll be back next week. Like.
And it was always like children. In real danger, like these pirates were like threatening. They were like tying them up and like had them by the knife, but had them at the throat by a knife and shit like that. And I was like, "Yo, you need to stop putting your kids in these types of fucked up situations, my G." There's another cartoon that's on my list that kind of plays into that, and that might be the theme. So Tailspin. Shout out to Tailspin, whoever the creator was. It was fucking dope. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just gonna get the obvious one out of the way for me.
All right, no, I'm gonna let you say it.
What do you think?
No,
because I didn't tell you what it do. Okay, what's your guess?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Batman the Animated Series.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, that was like my. When I tell you.
Wait, this is the one with the dark intro, right?
Where
Yes!
It was like the most epic. Because one, it was like.
That intro was dope.
It was dope. Every intro in the 90s was
dope. Okay. All
right. It stayed true to the comics. It just introduced, it was like my interest into like, what the fuck is this? And where are these stories coming from? Mm. It was just so well done for like a children's like cartoon show. It was dark as fuck. It was mature as fuck. Like it just felt like you were watching like a movie every fucking episode. And that is what I loved about it. Like, I can credit Batman and X-Men, which is not on the list because it's too fucking obvious.
Right.
What is what credited, like, what introduced me to the world of comic books and made me, like, the comic book fan that I am today, so.
Yeah, and what I liked about that series was, again, I keep going back to that intro, because that intro was just fucking dope. And, okay, but anyway, because I'm watching it in my head right now. But at the same time, like, I like what you said about how every episode was like a movie. Because there was a build. Like, they introduced the villains.
Yeah.
And the villains would come back, like, 4 or 5 episodes later. And they would reference the first time they came back. So it's kind of like you had to keep up.
Right. And it wasn't like a villain of the week type thing where it was like, oh, today it's this and this. And there was, like, multiple villains. And, like, it was so believable the way that they framed the story.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I loved about it. Because you, and that was when I don't like shows where you can jump in whenever.
Right.
Like, every episode is its self-contained world.
Mm.
Batman, if you missed the fucking... I remember coming in and being like, oh, shit, like, if I didn't get home in time or I didn't wake up in time to see it, I would be lost. Mm. Like, what... The entire fuck.
And that was before TiVo. See, what y'all know.
And you had to wait for it to cycle back around.
You were like, I gotta wait for this rerun. Maybe they'll show one on Friday. Like, I gotta wait for this. Get my brother to record it on a VHS or something like that. But yeah, man, it was dope. And I like the fact that it was somewhat adult content.
Oh, it was very, it was adult content.
Right, because, like, as a child, I was like, I don't get everything that's happening, but I get what's happening.
Right.
And it didn't make you feel like a kid when you were watching it. You know that they made this for kids of your age, but it was, like I said, it was adult content, the way it was structured, the way it was, even the art, or even the animation itself, and, yeah, it was just dope. I agree.
And that's also, too, like, that show, so you know how, like, comic book movies have taken like a darker, more realistic tone,
mm-hmm.
and people are always like, they've taken the joy out of it, like, da da da. That cartoon series is what made me like that darker tone, like, because it was set in realism, like, even though it's like goofy ass villains doing goofy ass shit, like, you could see somebody potentially doing that, and that's why I like my comic stories to be rooted in that reality.
Yeah, you gotta have a bit of realism or else you can't...
You can't believe it. You can't fathom it ever taking place. And then what's the point?
You can't suspend disbelief.
Exactly.
All right, so good one. Thank you. That was a good one. All right, so for me, number 4, again, we're not ranking them. I'm just classifying them because I don't want to pit them against each other. Shout out to the creators. We're gonna divulge more into my. This is really kind of like where my fucked up side came from.
Okay.
This show really like messed me up, but for the better.
Okay.
I like to think so. Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, yeah.
Rocco's Modern Life. I think we touched on it on the very, very, if you look back to the very, very first episode of Speaker Box in season one.
Oh, I think we did. Yeah.
I think before we actually got to the subject, we talked a little bit about it. But no, Rocco's Modern Life was so dope only because it was full of perverted jokes. It was the whole premise of the show was what perverted thing can we sneak into this cartoon that these kids have no idea about? And it had me locked every single day. And again, it wasn't necessarily like Batman where you couldn't necessarily jump in. But they did do continuation episodes where it's like you had parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't really get the reference of why this is so relevant if you didn't follow the show.
Yeah.
So... No, but it was great because it was terrible animation. It was gross. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
It was vulgar. It was violent. It was just everything that you love. And it was one of those shows that you kind of looked around. You're like, I don't think I'm supposed to be watching this, but I am. So we're going to keep on watching it. And yeah, Rocco's Modern Life was just, it was so good. It was so, it kind of had some dark moments where it was like, this is just dark comedy, but it was fucking hilarious. And I still watch it to this day. Again, download the torrent.
It's one of those things that when I was younger, I hated it. I hated Rocco's Modern Life. But then when I got older, I caught an episode and I was like in fucking tears. Like it was the funniest shit. I think for me, it didn't translate until I got older because it was straight up adult humor.
Right.
Like they weren't
catering to children whatsoever.
At all. And I'm like, when did that come on? Like, was it on that border?
Prime fucking time.
Okay.
Prime.
Okay. But yeah, so I endorse Rocco's Modern Life now. But if you would have caught like 8-year-old me, I would have been like, that.
Well,
that was like cow and chicken for me.
Okay.
Or cat dog.
Cat dog is fucked up. look, you can't watch that on a good one. You can't watch that on a good one whatsoever because you'd be like, what? Wait, how
are the logistics?
Right. Like, how do these motherfuckers go to the bathroom? Like, so many questions right now.
I think they addressed that on an episode.
They talked about it, but nobody actually, like, there was never an answer given, I don't think. I think they were just like, so how do you go to the bathroom?
But like, I feel like there was Will shit, like cat was coming out of a litter box. Like, I feel like there was always some weird shit that it was like, wait.
Yeah, but cat was always coming out of a litter box, but dog always had a fire hydrant. And you're like, so what? Just make up your goddamn mind. Like, what are we doing? What are we trying to accomplish that right now? Do we have one or two bladders? Like, what the fuck is going on? And so, but yeah, Rocco's Modern Life. And another thing about Rocco's Modern Life that I loved is that I like shows that I don't necessarily get what's going on. So, for instance, have you ever heard of the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious because you're like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I remember on one episode of Rocco's Modern Life, he was like, all right, butt exercises. And he had, like, a dumbbell in his ass. And he was, like, flexing his ass. And I was like, the fuck is going on? Rocco's Modern Life is great. We really should have looked up the creators for this and gave them a shout out. But shout out to Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah.
Again, if you haven't heard of these shows, do yourself a fucking favor. YouTube it, download a torrent, get a VHS, get a VCR, make that shit happen. If they came back out on DVDs, that'd be dope. I don't know. They're losing all this money.
I think pretty much everything you can get on DVD now.
Oh, okay.
So you should look that up.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so my next one, it's actually two in one. They're not the same shows, but there's the same feel.
Okay.
Okay, and it's because it's kind of a genre I want to talk about.
Okay.
So it's The Magic School Bus.
Okay.
/ Arthur.
That is the same. What genre is that?
Okay, so it's like educational shows.
Because it's like, remember, PBS.
I think it was Magic School Bus. No, I don't think Magic School Bus was on PBS. It may have been, because that would explain that. Was it sponsored by Juicy Juice?
Yeah, because Juicy Juice, well, God, shout out to Juicy Juice. They need all that money.
Everything on PBS was brought to you by Juicy Juice.
Thomas the Train was Juicy Juice. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was Juicy Juice. Oh,
oh shit. But okay. It was just that educational shit where, like, the show was legit good. Like, it had characters and they were doing shit and whatever. Mm. But I liked the fact that they were legit trying to make education fun. Because tell me you didn't learn some shit off of Magic School Bus.
Oh, no. A lot of my scientific knowledge, like, to this day system, is based off
the
of
the digestive tract.
I like how, and I think somebody else brought this up. They were like, you notice that she ain't never get nobody's permission slips to be taking not a these one. Kids on these motherfucking film one. Trips.
Like, and just like Magic School Bus was really like the educational, like, we want to tell you a little bit about science. Mm. Arthur was kind of more like on the moral side of the education because he was always going through some sort of like weird ass dilemma. I mean, he was always getting like bitched out. Like, let's be real. Somebody was always punking the shit out of Arthur.
His name's Arthur. You saw them with them glasses and that yellow ass sweater. It's like, look.
He had no swag.
None whatsoever.
No swag.
Today's kids, he might have swag because Urkel is what is dressing like today.
Yeah, they might look at Arthur and be like, yo, that's the look.
Like, yo, I need that yellow sweater.
And then dad jeans.
He even hit out some dad jeans. You were like, what?
But I just looking back, like, I appreciate because, like, besides, again, little kid shows like Dora the Explorer and that type of shit, where it's like,
how are you yeah, these kids are really getting
they're not really getting cartoons where there's like education slipped in. I feel like that was something that was kind of unique to our generation because PBS was like real shit.
Yeah,
like PBS had the shows.
Yeah, it had the shows, and it was one of those, and like you said, it had that huge, you knew you were watching something educational, but it was so entertaining that you're like, I'm cool with this. I will run home to watch PBS.
Yes, and like learn some shit, but it's like funny too. Or
what was her name? Mrs. Feely?
Mrs. Fink.
Mrs.
Frink or Mrs. Fink? And it was either Frank or...
Email us at SpeakerBox. Yeah,
we just get an email that says, it was Frank.
Fink, you bitch, you. Thank you, my G. I appreciate you.
You ain't no fan.
Right. If you was a real fan. I'm waiting for these. I'm waiting for the haters.
I'll just Google it while we're looking.
All right,
so cool. You can just keep it going and I'll...
All right. Which one do I want to pull out? All right. So, number three. Yeah, we're going to go with this.
Oh, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle. We knew it was that.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I was going to put one, but then I was like, no, that's not. Now that I thought about this other one, it really does. So number three, Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Arnold was my shit. And the reason why is because he had the type of freedom as a ninth, because he was in the fourth grade. He had the type of freedom as a ninth grade that I wanted at that age. But I was like, this doesn't happen here in Washington, maybe in New York. Because that motherfucker was like on the subway doing this, that, and the third. He was going to parties. Yeah. He was like taking cabs and shit like that. And I was like, he was 9 years old. He
living
was like,
it. Living life.
Kicking it.
Getting the situation.
Telling his grandfather, yo, I'm about to be out. And he was like, I'll be home before midnight. And I'm like, what? Like, what?
9-year-old.
Right, exactly.
It's actually kind of concerning.
and his room was dope. His room was dope, fucking dope. And that dude had swag. With the little,
he had so much
swag with the little shirt and the sweater and the head and the little hat that just bit in the little bit of his head. And I was like, you got a big ass head, my G. You got a big ass head. And honestly, I like the show because I can relate to Gerald. Like, Gerald was me.
You are pretty much Gerald.
I am pretty much Gerald. Yeah. Wasn't he in my Facebook profile picture for a little bit? And people were like, yep.
I always expect you to dress up for Halloween like him. What? I'm waiting to see the red sweatshirt. Like, it's such an easy costume.
Just roll up on you and be like, so are you like, yep.
Finally.
Yep, it's finally. Yeah, and I liked it because, again, it had an educational factor. Like, there was always something in there. And
there was always a lesson.
There was always a lesson. And they actually had a very vast vocabulary in that show as well that you had to catch on to. I learned insurmountable from Hey Arnold. I was like, insurmountable? I was like, oh, look at that. And I'm busting this out as a 10-year-old. I was like, look at me. All right, cool. That's what's up. So, no, and it had... Great. It had great stories. It had great characters. Helga punching that dude in the face every time that he was breathing on her. I thought that shit was hilarious. And then Eugene always falling in landmines. So it had slapstick. It had smart, witty comedy.
Yeah.
And that grandfather, he was dropping like some perverted shit too. Like, you watch it now and you're like,
oh. Hey.
You might not want to have said that. All right. And he lived in a boarding house with like the sketchiest motherfuckers in the world.
But that boarding house too was like, and the inhabitants were like, added so much to it.
They were their own characters.
They were their own characters, and like the boarding house in itself added this element of like, it was kind of like misfits in this environment, but it added to his like growing up experience, and each resident played a part in his growing up.
There was no wasted character.
No, not at all. Not at all. Somebody always added something.
Every character meant something. And I remember there was even the Monkey Man, right? And I remember I watched it was some documentary, or they took behind the scenes or whatnot. And they were like, yeah, when we originally introduced Monkey Man, there was a superhero just screaming, right? They were like, we just wanted to kind of give this realism of New York. Like, we have schizos and crazy people that are out there.
Yeah.
And they were like, it garnered so much attention, that one scene, that we had to divulge an episode to him in, like, an origin story later on because of that. And I was like, yeah, because every character matters in that show, so...
I remember the episode that everybody, like, well, I had a friend that used to watch it, too, and we always talked about the episode where that one dude, came out, he couldn't read. like, illiteracy isn't funny, but he was like, Arnold, I can't read.
And it was like... And he was like, you shouldn't put these pressures on me as a 9-year-old to teach you how to read.
Like a grown-ass man. And, like, wasn't there, like, some, like, stakes? Like, there's something on the line? Like, he had to...
No, so what he did, Arnold dropped him off in the middle of New York. And he was like, he's like, find your way home. Then you would pass the test. I was like, what if he died? Like, what if you threw him in the middle of New York? And
no said, reading skills.
With no reading skills. And you were like, yeah, make it home, my G. Good luck with that. Read the subway signs.
He died of starvation on 125th.
So, yeah, Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold, number 3.
Okay, well, I'm just going to keep in that vein then.
Okay.
So this is another show that highlighted school experiences. And the reason why I loved it is because you can't tell me that you haven't met every single one of these fucking characters.
Okay.
In real life.
Okay.
Recess.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Recess was like the real... Okay, first of all, like Recess... What just in real life was the shit? Everybody looked forward to fucking recess when you're in elementary school, and the
recess
fact
is where it went down.
Where it went down, and the fact that they got it so spot on, like all of like the little bullshit games that were like the most important thing at the time. Like I remember there was one where there was like the jungle gym, and they were like vying for control. And tell me that shit didn't happen. Or like dodgeball was like the shit, and there was always a tough girl, always like the little crew that stuck together. I even at my school had fucking diggers.
Did you really?
We really had this dude that dug. That was his shit. And it had nothing to do with the show. Like, this was before the show even came on. But I remember that I was like, we had a fucking digger. Or the one where they had the swing and they didn't know what would happen if you, like, crossed the barrier. Like, the shit was so real. It was like every situation that they got into, I had been in that situation.
But again, that goes back to the 90s. It's like... You studied children.
Right, like you had to know.
You had to know what was important to us or what was going on in these certain fields in order to really get that feeling of Recess, right? And like you said, that's what happened. Like when you watch Recess, you're like, no, this is spot on on what goes on in my life. That's why I'm watching this right now. And I feel like there's so a disconnect now. Like in today's, they don't know what kids are doing, then they don't have the... time or the want to even ask questions, so they just kind of make it up.
Now, I will say there are a few shows. I was thinking about it now. There are a few shows. They're like, there's like The Amazing World of Gumball, which gets like the school experience down, and like Clarence is another one. Mm. But then there's more that are really good that aren't really for children. Like Adventure Time is like not really for kids, you know? So maybe they'll look back at Adventure Time like we look at some of the ones that we've said, but for the most part, I don't feel like the creators of kids shows now get it.
Yeah, because even though, like, they have things like Teen Titans, which is my shit, and I'm like...
The original Teen Titans.
Yeah,
they're... Teen Titans Go?
Yeah, exactly. That little kid shit? Yeah, no.
I fucking hate that show.
That shit is terrible.
Because the Teen Titans was hard, bro. That show went hard. And I'm like, when are they going to rerun that?
Hey, Raven was my shit. I was like, this is the baddest bitch on the planet.
And she did not fucking play. And she had real...
Zero fucks given.
Because on the little kid show that Teen Titans Go, like, they're playing for laughs that her father is a demon on the real show.
That was a real fucking demon. And she's like, no, these are real problems.
And they could shut some shit down.
Yeah, and... all of their villains were, like, real villains. Yeah. It wasn't, like, this play kitty shit.
No, it was, like...
Yeah. Oh, see, now we're getting out. Now we're not what we're talking about. Let's refocus.
But that's good, though, that we're, like, kind of spinning off. But
that they have potential. There are some good shows out there. Don't get us wrong. And if you have a kid show that speaks to you, let us know.
If you were born in the 90s and you have a different set of cartoons, like, let us know. Like, what are we missing?
All right. So we got Recess.
Recess, right.
So my number four... yeah, these are... if I had to rank them, these would be my top two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put one above the other, but... so we'll just throw this one out there. Another one where kids were constantly in danger. And the parental figures just gave zero fucks. Well, they gave fucks, but it's like, if you really gave a fuck, you get out of this profession. Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, that was some shit going on.
Darkwing Duck. I had a lot of questions for Darkwing Duck. I was like... so nobody knows who you are, my G, because you live in the suburbs, and I don't ever see you at work, but you got all this money. Was it grant money? Like, where was he
getting... may have been grant. He was applying for grant.
Like, where was he getting all of this money?
There's a whole separate show that was boring as fuck of him sitting down.
That's it, they're just typing up grants, talking about... as Darkwing Duck, I promise too. This is why I need this smoke gun. And that gun did everything. It threw smoke, it threw rope, it threw
without
frogs.
Because there was a few situations where he didn't
I remember there was one episode because he was like a karate master too.
Yeah.
Because every time he didn't have the gun, he always got his ass whooped, right? And there was one episode where his karate skills actually came in and we're like, oh, he can whoop somebody.
Remember that.
And so he can whoop this dude's ass. Everyone else, because there was another dude who was like the antithesis of Darkwing Duck. He had like a yellow jacket.
Oh, I remember that.
I forgot his name. Yeah. But like he was fucking all the day.
I remember he was like, he was kind of like kick ass, like in the fact that he was a superhero, but.
Not really. He kind of just got lucky and kind of just fell into some shit.
Right.
And it was
really
his daughter that was the badass one, and it was really like getting him out of a lot of shit. And so
I remember, what was that episode she turned into like a potato chip or
Wait.
No, there was something about somebody turning into like a potato or I don't remember. Never mind. Maybe
I may have to go back and I'm going to look that up. I'm on YouTube. Darkwing Duck potato.
Yeah, and I think
if you're onto something, that's going to fuck me up. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm. All right,
save that for later tonight.
Nah, because that's how you got me on them ancient aliens. But no, I love the show because again, it was goofy and whatnot, but it you were able to suspend disbelief, right? Like, granted, these were ducks and cats and dogs, whatever animals that they were. Yeah. But you literally forgot that.
Yeah.
You literally forgot that. You thought that theirs were just normal day-to-day activities.
Right.
Dude from the suburbs, slash crime fighter, his daughter's a tomboy who's dating this nerdiest motherfucker on the planet. And Launchpad was in that one, too. Launchpad was in a lot of shows. He was in DuckTales, too.
Launchpad?
The mechanic, the pilot.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, in a lot of shows.
I feel like they had...
yeah, Launchpad was getting checks.
Yeah, I feel like they had crossovers on some of those shows, because I feel like DuckTales and Darkwing Duck and... there was, like, a few... There was
Daffy, Dowie... what was the little kids' names?
Daffy?
Duck, Dewey, Daffy, Dewey.
That was DuckTales.
Oh, that was DuckTales?
Yeah.
Mr. Scrooge?
Yeah. Okay. DuckTales. Woo!
Oh, my God. The hits. Listen, they had hits.
They had fucking hits.
Might solve a mystery. Or rewrite history. DuckTales. Woo!
They had hits.
Dudes who were in the room, they were like, listen, let me put this on the album. you don't understand.
But that goes back, because didn't we have a conversation talking about even like Disney movies? Cuts. That they used to play on the radio.
That's how big there were cuts.
There were cuts.
They were playing A Whole New World on the radio.
A Whole New Beauty and the Beast.
They were playing
that. Yeah, like, they had cuts. And name a fucking song out of a movie, a cartoon movie in the last.
They're not musicals anymore.
Yeah,
a lot of our 90s movies were musicals. That's why they suck. And that's why they suck. Cause y'all, that's why you motherfuckers don't know shit. That's why you motherfuckers uncultured and you got no couth. You got no couth. You fucking barbarians. But no, Darkwing Duck, it was just, I wanted to be Darkwing Duck. I did. I really did. I still kind of did.
You saw yourself as a kid from the suburbs.
I saw myself as growing up to live in the suburbs, fighting crime, kicking it, and I got all these gadgets and just an undepletable bank account of grant money that I'm using.
Another character I'm surprised you haven't dressed up like for Halloween.
That was not too far off. Like, like one time, it was just like I was just missing the cape.
I was like, and then that you were just like, fuck it. No, nobody'll know. They'll think I'm Scrooge.
it's that, and at the same time, it's like, if we're gonna do this,
like, let's do it. Yeah.
Like Mike was trying to get us to do Power Rangers, and we found the actual costumes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, if we're gonna do this, let's get the whole fucking costume. Like, let's not get some makeshift pajama pants.
Right. Yeah, I'm one of those people too. Like, I don't know half stepping.
And then we were like, yeah, but we really couldn't go anywhere with the helmets. Like, we would have to take them off and then carry them all day. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Like,
helmets, Karen. But Halloween, if you really want to do it, you got to be committed.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people walk around as like a washer and dryer, and it's like, that's uncomfortable as fuck.
Wait, the washer and the dryer?
The washer and the dryer. You gotta commit. That's the key to a good Halloween costume, is you have to commit. If you can't be a washer walking around town.
It's like, where's the dryer?
Where's the fucking dryer?
Yeah, you gotta put the two together.
Yeah.
There was one dude I went to, because you know how they have Comic-Con at the convention center or whatnot? There was one dude, and you know he's been in the gym all year preparing for this, because he dressed up as Ryu, fucking ripped out of his mind. He got his hair grown out and all that shit he had to do. And I was like, my G. Like, if we're gonna fucking do it, you did it. Let's he had the gloves, it. He had the whole thing. And I was like, I respect that. Then you had somebody that was Ryu and he was fat as shit, and he had
one that was skinny as fuck.
And he just had one that he was wearing a bathrobe. That's, and I was like, you're just wearing a bathrobe.
Fucking, like, underdeveloped skinny, please stop being Spider-Man. I just can't see another fucking
skinny-ass Spider-Man.
Skinny-ass. Like, because don't get me wrong, Spider-Man was lean. He wasn't, like, buff. Right. But that spandex suit, and you over here on negative 10, like...
You're on negative... I'm hitting people with that. I'm like, you on negative 10 right now.
Like, this is the worst look.
Anyway, so we say all that to say this. The fuck shit is, you motherfuckers not committing. If you're gonna do it, fucking commit. Go ahead. Number four for you.
Number four for me is... I feel like this one didn't get enough shine.
Okay.
It's another darker one.
Okay.
Real stakes, real shit. Didn't last too long. Gargoyles.
I knew you were going to say it. Gargoyles. Like, when you said Batman, I was like, gargoyles. Like, gargoyles has to be on here.
It has to be. It was the same shit, man. It was like dark tone, real shit, real problems.
Humans call me Goliath. He's like, he's a beast. He's a fucking beast.
Wait, what was the theme song? It was like some Game of Thrones shit. It was like,
yeah, it was just like, it was there was no words.
Do.
And the sun would come down and they would start like cracking.
Yeah, when they cracked. And they were like,
and the girl was like, what? Gargoyles. Like, bitch, how are you the only one seeing this? Like, nobody else seeing this flying around at night?
That shit. And I will say, they kicked off the series, because I still remember how they kicked off the series. It was a 5-part story arc called Awakening, where they basically lined out their whole history. And that shit just set it up so dope. Like,
because you have to watch the next episode.
You have to watch the next episode. Yeah, because it was like, on the next episode of Gargoyles.
You figure out why. It's like, damn it, man.
And then also because it was like, okay, I was a tomboy, but I was also a little girl. Mm. And so they had like a legit love story that worked out. Like... Yeah. What was her name? It was Goliath and, like, Elisa or...
Some shit.
But they actually got together.
It made it work.
And he was a fucking gargoyle.
But he, was a fucking writer.
He was a fucking writer.
He couldn't save you in the daytime. He got nothing for you.
No, you gotta wait tonight. Like, right. don't pop, stay in the house. Until...
Bitch, I need you to work that night shift. I can't do nothing for you. In the
daytime. I remember there was an episode, though, like, some spell happened, and they were, like, humans for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, it was just like, you know what? Y'all bitches complaining about, oh, my man, don't give me enough affection. Yo, Elisa, whatever the fuck her name, was a ride or die bitch. She was a fucking gargoyle. If you can't make it work with your nigga just because he ain't got the job you want him to get, just because he ain't 6'10", just because he ain't making six figures, this bitch was with a gargoyle.
Get a fucking gargoyle and ride that shit out. God damn it. Wait. I don't know if I can get behind that shit.
I'm just saying we all have to do better in relationships.
Look, I'm gonna be walking down the street and there's a bitch with a gargoyle. I'm like, you listen to the button, like, yeah. And I'm like, nah, damn it, man. You got one. But yeah, gargoyles. You've been coming with the hot fire. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you've been coming with the hot fire.
I really thought about
fire.
It, man. I was really like,
I was like, because when you brought this up, I was like, I hope we don't, like, pick the same ones, because that would be kind of lame.
Yeah, and like, oh, that one, me too.
Oh, she hit Ditto. Me with the gargoyles. Damn it, man. Oh.
But don't you feel like that never, like, got the credit it was due?
It really didn't. The creepiest part of that intro was when that motherfucker was scaling the walls, and he was, like, coming towards the screen. I was like, this is creepy as shit.
But it was, like, real. Like, I mean, it wasn't real, but it was, like, grimy. Like, and that's what I liked about it. And then I loved, like, the younger ones. So, like, remember, like, Brooklyn and Bronx?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Clinton, like, those, they were just so, like, stupid.
Goliath.
And they respected the shit out of that nigga. And I just really appreciated that.
Because he was the boss. But, hey, she was like, I'm going to get a gargoyle. I'm going to get a boss gargoyle.
Yeah, you know, I ain't going to get no...
second string. No.
The gargoyle.
Right. Running shit. Yeah. Coming up to me.
Because he was the only one with a name.
Yeah. Goliath.
And then they all had to name themselves. So they were like, streets.
I'm Lightpole. It's like... You just name it. Oh, wait. The snakes, the grass, the bomber, the market, the shoes, the socks. The ball. The fuck. Shout out to DMX.
Yeah, shout out.
All right. So I'll do my last one, number five. Number five.
Johnny Five Alive. What was that shit? Short Circuit? I don't know.
Bring it back. So number five, Dear to My Heart.
Wait, what's the setup, though? Like,
so here's the setup. It's a Nickelodeon show.
Okay.
About a sixth grader, had a very vivid imagination.
Oh, I know who this is.
What?
Doug.
Yep. Absolutely. Doug. Doug is my number five. Doug really helped me tap into my imagination. And I think he's probably the result of why, like, when I'm super bored, I just get stuck in my head. And,
as I see on bus rides.
Right. And you guys, look, that business plan is fucking... That might be the theme of this season. Is we keep bringing up this business plan. By the end of this fucking season, we might be like, look,
yeah,
come to us on 77 Henderson Avenue.
We got some shit for y'all.
Right. But no, Doug... vivid imagination. He went through a lot of stuff that you go through as a preteen, right?
Yeah.
You start liking girls. You don't know how to approach them. She's your friend, but she's super cute.
Yeah.
Patty was black!
Skeeter was black. Yeah, I guess we can all realize now that they were black.
Right, exactly. And BB was rich black. There were a lot of black people
in the
show.
But
Roger was definitely white. I hated Roger.
Everybody hated Roger.
But Roger, I loved Roger because of that laugh. His laugh was the worst laugh in the world. I'm gonna see if I can reenact it. He was like,
That's pretty close.
Yeah, no, it's like that laugh. It's so passionate.
Yo, somebody put a side by side of him and Macklemore.
And it was I saw that and I was like, damn it, man. He is Roger Klotz. He is definitely Roger Klotz. But again, it was another show that spoke to things that you would go through at that age. And it always had a moral, it always had something to help you navigate that situation. And it was dope. Like, yeah, he had dreams of wearing his underwear on the outside and putting a belt on his head and call himself a superhero. One thing that I didn't like about Doug.
Not that I didn't like, but
one thing that I was like, you guys weren't consistent with this, and I think it's because you didn't know what to do with this character. And so you kept just changing it. Pork chop. They didn't know if pork chop was a dog or not. The creators didn't. And we didn't. Like, we really didn't know if he was a dog or not. And the reason why is because in one scene, he'll be, like, playing fetch, and he's on all fours and acting very dog-like, right? And then the next scene, he's smoking a pipe, like, with his hat on backwards.
Like, playing the guitar.
Yeah, playing the guitar, eating popcorn, walking on his hind legs, slapping people. And then he would have conversations with, like, Skeeter and Doug. Like, he would bark, and they would respond in kind.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And he'd be like, what? Oh, we're going downstairs. And he was like, what? What do you mean you didn't do my homework? And you're like, wait, so is he a dog or not? Like,
yeah, I think that they didn't execute it as well as, like Family Guy with Stewie.
Right.
Like, they didn't execute that all the way. And even with Brian, like, they know he's a dog. It's just he can talk.
Yeah, exactly. But Family Guy, it's like the whole thing is just kind of a little bit warped and whatnot. Yeah. So you let it slide. But these were, like, they were trying to make it realistic stories about a kid with a dog. But then the dog
flying a plane.
Wasn't right, but the dog wasn't a dog. And so I was like, what are we going to do? Because Snoopy, you knew Snoopy was a dog, but he always walked the same.
Yeah.
And Charlie Brown never had a back and forth conversation. He would say something, and the dog would just ignore him because Snoopy was cool as shit. So that was the only inconsistency. But yeah, Doug was my shit, and he was dope, and Skeeter was dope, and yeah. Skeeter was also one of my profile pictures. That dude has swag. That dude has swag.
Yeah, and he was just so, like, unapologetically himself.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck.
Was weird as shit, and he was like, yep, my name's Mosquito. Bitch, and what? And I'm Blue. Eat a dick.
That was
referenced that, too. They were like, shut up, Blue Boy. And I was like, you realize you're green, and she's purple, and that bitch is, like, what?
So
what
it's like, and so, like, racism is, like, a story? Like, right. Something that we need to address against blue people?
It was real thing.
All right. Well, okay. My last one. Okay, so this is more on the kid side, but it's one of those ones that very much like, well, not as obvious as Rocco's Modern Life, but definitely can be appreciated for kids or for adults, and I still watch it to this day because I appreciate the shit out of it because the humor is nasty as fuck.
Okay.
Animaniacs.
You know what? I almost picked Pinky in the Brain. I almost did. But Animaniacs, yes, absolutely.
What I love, okay, so beyond, like, what we were talking about earlier about how...
Animaniacs, totally insane.
Pinky and the Brain. They always change it. I love that. I love the theme song. Mm-hmm. But beyond just, like, the it was good for multiple audiences, I love the fact that its core was a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tons of characters that had continuity.
Yep.
So you wouldn't see, like, Mindy and Button. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see them for, like, episodes. Like, 5, 6, 7 episodes. But when they came back,
they was right where you left them.
Right where you left them, referencing some other shit. Like, and I love that. And there were so many funny-ass side shit. Like, yeah. I had to just go through, like, the list again. Like, there was the Goodfeathers. There was Pinky and the Brain.
Yep.
Mindy and Button. Chicken Boo was one of my favorites.
Chicken Boo was on there. That's right.
Chicken Boo was one of my favorites. Because it was like... So he's a chicken. And he was always doing some other shit. He wasn't acting like a human. He was acting like a chicken. And most people were like, oh my God, like fawning over him like he was a rock star or whatever he was that episode. And there was always one dude that was like, yeah, but that's a chicken.
That's a goddamn chicken, right? Nobody else sees that. But that's true. It does play, because that's kind of like Tiny Toons, right?
Yeah.
Where it was a variety show. But I feel that Animaniacs did a better job of it.
Yeah.
Because with Tiny Toons, you had, like, central characters, mm-hmm. and it was just kind of like different skits. But with Animaniacs, there were skits, but there was always an evolving story that kind of surrounded the whole thing.
Exactly. There was this larger story that they always came back to. But the fact that they could branch off and then come back so seamlessly, and it always connected, and it was always funny and entertaining. Like, to this day, I can watch Animaniacs. Like, that is my shit. That's probably my one or two.
And the thing about it, like, how good is a show where the skit in your show gets its own spinoff? Pinky and the Brain got its own thing because of that. And they were like, no, because this shit is dope. And
yeah. I know, kids show, like, it really got a fucking spinoff.
Yeah,
like,
it got a spinoff because it got so garnered so much attention.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Animaniacs. The Warner Brothers living in the Warner.
That show was dope, man. And they had tons of good songs.
Yeah.
Like, they had the president song. They had the one about... Oh, there was one, like, about the countries. They had tons of,
they
like...
They did the states, too. They did...
Yeah. They had, like... And they mixed in a little bit of edgy, because it wasn't too much, but the shit was just on point. Like, it was on fucking point. The only other show that was kind of like this, and I didn't include it because it wasn't really our generation, but have you ever seen House of Mouse?
Mm-mm.
It only had, like, one or two seasons.
Okay.
But basically, it was, like, Mickey Mouse's version of that. But it was, like, adult because it took place in a nightclub. And you would just have, like, all of these random, like, Disney characters come through. So you could have, like, Betty Boop there, like, for no reason. Like, okay. And, like, they all worked at the nightclub or they were patrons of the nightclub. And that shit was dope, too. But I think it was too grown
for the kids. they're like, we do it too much. We need to pull it back a little bit.
But, yeah, I love that variety show kind of, like, setup. Because, I mean, especially being a kid, like, it always kept you interested.
Exactly. Short attention span.
Exactly.
You're just like, or you would wait for your favorite character, right? Because you would find some type of niche character where there's Pinky the Brain or Chicken Boo.
And Chicken Boo was my shit, bro.
And you'd be sitting there, you'd be like, watching anime. He's like, oh, that's cool. And you'd be like, oh, shit, Chicken Boo.
Like, shut it down.
Shut it.
Quit holding down.
We only got 3 minutes. We only got 3 minutes of Chicken Boo. Look, that might be my new rap name.
Chicken Boo. I went onto YouTube and just watched all of the Chicken Boo segments. They had a Nike commercial where instead of just do it, it was just boo it. And Chicken Boo was like playing all these sports and like fucking up.
And we were like, it's a goddamn chicken. It's a goddamn.
Anybody see this?
We don't talk about it. We gotta talk about the goddamn chicken in the office. Did he have an office job? There was one.
Yeah, he had an office job. Like, there was one where he was like, oh, there was one where they did a crossover of Chicken Boo and Katie Kaboom.
I didn't see that one.
Where, so you do remember Katie Kaboom?
Uh-huh.
She dated Chicken Boo, and she was like, they were like, oh, I'm dating CB, and her parents were like, CB, the captain of the football team, the school president, and then he walked in, and the dad was like, that's a chicken.
At the dinner table,
acting like a chicken. Like, yeah, that was my shit. Okay, so out of curiosity, I know we have to wrap this up.
Right.
But in your research of, like, going back, were there any shows that you saw or, like, thought of that you were like, I fucking hated that show. I got two, if you
so
need to think.
So, as a child, I hated Ren and Stimpy.
I hated it,
absolutely
too.
Fucking hated Ren and Stimpy. What was another show that I just, it just never caught on with me? That's the only one that really sticks out right now. Why? Did you have one?
I have two that I was, when I saw them, like, just looking through shows, I was like, no. One was, I have mixed feelings about Garfield and Friends.
I fucking hated Garfield and Friends. Yeah.
It was so, like, the tone was weird. It was, like, dry humor for kids. Like, it was just too flat, like, and normal. And
it was, like, comic book humor. And you were like, I don't read the fucking paper. Like,
no, and it was, like, Sunday funny.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It was that and fucking, because it came up when I was looking at Animaniacs, Freakazoid.
Freakazoid?
Do you remember Freakazoid? He was, like, a comic hero that was, like...
I remember the Tick.
I loved the Tick!
Did you love the Tick?
The Tick was so... I almost included it, but every time I bring it up, nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
I never got it. Like, I was like, I don't
get it. It was so
it.
Random. Watch it now.
Okay.
Watch it now. You'll like it now.
Okay.
But it was so fucking random.
And a show that almost made it, but I couldn't... There were two that I wasn't sure if this was... I didn't have time to look it up because I didn't think about it until later. There was two that I was like, I'm not sure if this is 80s or 90s. Ninja Turtles was obviously 80s, and I figured that out. The other one, I was like, Bobby's World.
Oh, I almost included Bobby's World.
I was like, was this 90s?
I think it was, like, early 90s.
Was it?
I feel like it was, because I vividly remember. Well, maybe it was 80s. No, I think it was 90s.
Was it?
I think it was early 90s, because Bobby's World didn't last too long either.
It didn't, no.
That was some shit. I loved Bobby's World.
Bobby's World was dope.
Yeah.
But, so there was that. I was gonna say Rugrats, but I was like, I didn't really fuck with Rugrats.
Yeah, neither
like,
did I. I wasn't a big.
It was big, and I got it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but it wasn't like.
Yeah,
my
when
shit.
It's like, yeah.
So, Wild Thornberries almost put on there, but then I was like, it doesn't really compare to the other ones.
Yeah, there were some that were cool, but nobody remembers fucking Samurai Pizza Cat. So.
Samurai Jack.
Oh, that was dope.
Samurai Jack was dope.
That was dope, and that's one of those ones too, like Sailor Moon. Dragon Ball Z and like Samurai Jack kind of got me into anime.
Dragon Ball Z, the 12 episodes before the fight. But when the fight happened...
It was epic, but then they split the fight up. The fight was like 3 episodes.
And you're like, I remember because my cousin put me on, but he put me on in the middle, right? So I'm sitting, I'm like, the fuck.
I got in the middle too.
I was like, the fuck is going on?
That one had crazy continuity.
Oh my God.
That was like, you had to watch the shit for years.
You had to be at the beginning, or else you just didn't know.
I got off, like, my last villain was Frieza.
Well, that was the dude that was purple and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I remember I said that to somebody. They were like, oh, man, that was, like, old school. Like, now we got...
And I'm like, yeah, you're doing too much. You ain't got time for all that shit. How did they fuck up that movie? Oh, you...
The live action?
Yeah. Like, how do you put...
Didn't they cast a white dude as the...
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Well, then again, they fucked up Avatar, too. And it's like, how do you...
Now, we were talking about fucking 2000...
Not the Avatar blue people fucking with
Avatar
plants.
The Last Airbender. Yeah. One of the greatest shows. One of the greatest shows in history.
It's literally written for you. You just have to press the record. All you have to do is press the record button. And he fucked that up. Fucking M. Night Shyamalan.
He got a... And then he was... Like, pronouncing people's names wrong. Aang and Sokka. I was like, what the fuck is that? And white kids are everywhere.
Yes.
And like, then the Fire Nation was Indian. It was like...
It's like we're in China. Like, what are we fucking doing? Like, it just didn't make any sense.
It was just, like, laid out. Like, all you had to do was film it. Like,
that's it.
All you had to do. And you couldn't even do that.
You didn't push the record
button.
Like,
that was one of those things that was not open to interpretation.
No.
Like, you just needed to fucking deliver.
And you couldn't do that.
And I would have given them a pass on that kid that played Aang.
But he was a terrible actor.
He was terrible.
He was a
terrible actor. Oh, he was terrible. He said,
why don't you guys fight back? You should fight back. I was like, oh my God, shut him up.
No,
shut
him up. Were you talking to the Earth Nation?
Yeah.
But they should have. Because when they got to fighting, it was like, they stand no chance. They were in, you guys are surrounded by fucking dirt and rocks. You got
this. We got
this.
You.
You got this. And they were like, boom. And like, I love the Earth Nation because when they hit the thing and like the ball of like the rock comes up, they were just like beating ass. And I was like, so he was right. He can't act for shit.
Yeah, but he was
right. It wasn't an inspiring speech at all.
It wasn't an inspiring speech.
Guys,
you gotta fight.
You gotta fight.
The Fire Nation. They're coming against us. And if we band together, I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up forever.
If I saw the Fire Nation guys, I'm a little bit like,
right. I was like, somebody hit this motherfucker with a fireball, please. Like, somebody, you, knock this little out for me.
That show was so dope. Show was so dope.
But the movie just wasn't up to
it. It was awful.
It was terrible.
And people wanted to kill M. Night for that shit.
Because how do you fuck this up? You wonder
why?
It was
so dear to so many people.
You wonder why? It's because the original snippet or the trailer looked so dope. When it was just him and he was like doing the ninjutsu moves and he was like knocking out the candles and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We were like,
a good trailer.
We were like, they might have got it right. They got it so wrong. It was painful.
It was bad.
That was like when the new Ninja Turtles came out. I was like, this ain't fucking with the originals. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the Michael Bay one?
Yeah, the Michael Bay one.
What's up with their noses? Like, they've made them look like weird
people. They're like
people.
Ugly as shit.
Like
weird
mutant people.
And it's like, I mean, I'm a diehard fan. I will always rock with him, but I'm just like...
Nah, I couldn't get down. I'm not giving Michael Bay no money to fuck up some shit. Like, how do you get the fucking Dino Wars wrong?
Did you watch the Transformers 5 with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
I caught that on Netflix, and I was like, this is terrible. Like, this
is terrible. You just phoned it in for the whole time. You know, the one that killed me, though, was number 2. Transformers 2.
The racist one?
The racist one.
Okay.
Because the action was so over the top and you couldn't see any of it because it was so fast. Oh. The whole movie and that sound, it was like...
You're like, I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
And then that one monster had balls. And
you're like, what? I was like, really? You're going to make...
They did make Optimus Prime dope, though.
They made Optimus Prime... Yeah, he was whipping ass at the end. But the thing is, I was just like, I couldn't get past the racist part. I was like, oh, word. the robots that look like monkeys got gold grills and they talk.
And we're talking like jive slang.
Exactly, talking like, jive New Orleans slang. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, like, I was like, okay, Michael Bay. Yeah. And like the gratuitous ass shots.
There were a lot of gratuitous.
Gratuitous ass, of just leg up through crotch to ass. It was like, do we need the whole panning shot? Do I need to see the view through her leg?
We need all of it. We need all of it. That's what's selling this movie. That's what sells this movie. Yeah, I couldn't. But we're going on
a tangent.
But if you loved this episode, if you liked going down memory lane and pointing out that all this fuck shit that's going on today with cartoons and you want more of it, tell them where they can go. Smurf and Nerf it.
One of our various platforms, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. If you want a one-stop shop, yet again, you can head over to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's
S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X.com. That always throws me off. I'm like, what am I about to say? Drop us a motherfucking line at our email address, which is speakerbox Seattle. That's speakerbox the normal spelling at speakerbox@gmail.com. You can check us out on Facebook.
Where we got a dope little documentary
intro about it. Shout out to
Dominique Meeks who put that shit together. That
Ambassador Meeks.
Yes. And yeah. Damn, that kind of fell off. I don't know how we're going to bring that back. He needs all of it. Like, he's coming for us.
He's coming for us. And I want to, like, write him a handwritten note that's like, hey, can you just do us a solid, just a little snippet?
Or just be like, listen, man, you wouldn't have these problems if you just did what you were supposed to do.
Did what the people want.
Just
come on out and perform the song.
But you want to play album cuts, man.
New album cuts.
New
2016 album cuts. No, nobody asked for that. Nobody said, I wonder what new shit he has.
Not the new hits. I want the new album cuts.
From the year 2016.
And on that note,
I want 2017 album cuts. You just tinkering with.
Look, on that note.
That shit that's not ready for the public yet. I want that shit.
The ruffs?
I just want the hook of your new album, of your 2018 album.
Which isn't a hook, it's just a verse that you just spit every other time.
That's a whole nother episode.
Of just bars? Actually, you did an episode where you just went in on not liking because it's just spitting bars.
No, it's not that I can't appreciate it. I'm just not a hip-hop purist. Where if it's not bars over Wu-Tang beats with kung fu sounds, it's not real rap. That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. Shout out to Kai Shine. So, this is Frank Massachusetts.
And this is Peyton Smurfette.
And we'll see you next week, you bitch, you. Wah, 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 wah. Okay.
Shut the fuck up.